produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers, 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to Awesomely Amazing. I am so glad you decided to tune in. I am your hostess, Jazara, and I am awesomely amazing. And in case no one has told you today, you are awesomely amazing as well. Today, I want to talk to you about the topic, taking God at His word. It's also available in my book, Crazy Faith, as a chapter. That book is available at Amazon.com. So let's get started with the show. Hope you're having an awesomely amazing day. One Sunday, I was listening to my bishop, Bishop Kevin Wise Sr., who is the pastor at Whole Truth Gospel Tabernacle Holiness Church in Gary, Indiana. And as he was preaching, I thought, wow, that is good. What he was saying was just so amazing. And then there was a question that was posed to me in the spirit. And that question was, what would happen if we took God at His word? What would happen if we stopped treating God's word like it had no weight or impact? In that moment, I came to realize that many of us, including myself, are lacking because we haven't taken God at His word. Bishop Wise once stated in a sermon, "Don't limit God with your unbelief." And Jesus answering saith unto them, "Have faith in God." That's Mark the 11th chapter, verse 22. "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." That's Mark chapter 11, verse 23. I wonder, why is it when mama says something, we know that it is good as taking it to the bank? Or when our friends or so-and-so or this person or that person says something, we can consider it done. But what about God? We have to become like Abraham. He became persuaded what he had promised he was able to perform. So Abraham was persuaded that what God had promised, God was able to perform. You've heard some people say things like, "That's my word," or "My word is bond," right? What about God's word? Just how powerful is God's word? Well, let's take a look at it. His word framed the world, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. That's Genesis, the first chapter, verse 3. Maybe we should take a travel to the New Testament. Remember in the 10th chapter of Luke, when Bartimaeus encountered Jesus? All Jesus had to do was speak a word for Bartimaeus to experience healing. Luke 10 and 51. "And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight." In verse 52 it says, "And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. And he entered Capernaum. A centurion came forward to him, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home in terrible distress. And he said to him, I will come and heal him. But the centurion answered him, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I am a man under authority, with soldiers under me, and I say to one, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he comes, and to my slave, Do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard him, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Truly, I say to you, not even in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and sit at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. Their men will weep and gnash their teeth." And to the centurion, Jesus said, "Go, be it done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment. That's Matthew, the 8th chapter, verses 5 through 13. The Roman centurion's faith was so powerful that his servant was healed. If you notice in that passage, Jesus did not have to lay hands on these individuals in order for them to be healed. He simply spoke the word. When God makes us a promise, or we can bank on it, recall the promise to Abraham. Didn't he tell Abraham that his seed would be numbered as the sand by the seashore? See, when God makes the promise to Abraham, since he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself. That's Hebrews 6:13. Some people make empty promises. Some people talk just to be talking. Some people say things and they forget that they've said them. And, you know, just to get out of a situation, just to get out of a moment, we've probably all done that before. But see, God's not like that. He doesn't make empty promises. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. That's 2 Corinthians 1:20. Everything that he says will come to pass. Notice in the Old Testament that you come across this phrase a lot, and it came to pass. Well, we know his words are not empty, because Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." See, no empty words, no talking just to be talking. That's not God. If God has told us something, we don't have to worry. It doesn't matter if the storm comes and begins to shake us or everything around us. It doesn't matter if the wind begins to blow hard or the boat begins to rock. We can be like Paul when he said, "Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told to me." That's Acts 27:25. We can hold on to those promises. We can hold on to his word. God's word can't be shaken by the elements of this world. No matter how hard the wind blows, his word can't be shaken. There isn't a natural disaster, a hurricane or tornado, a tsunami, no natural disaster that can shake it nor move it. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. That's Psalms 119:89. I think about how my children would come to me after they've asked Dad for something, hoping that I would say something differently. And so I would ask them, "What did Daddy say?" And they would kind of look at me and they told me that my response would be, "If your dad said that, then that settles it." And so that's how we have to look at our Father God. If he said something to us, then that settles it. That's it and that's all. Now remember, after the storm that Paul survived and he made it to the island of Melita, then the viper came out and fastened itself to Paul's hand. That's just like the devil to show up. But just when it looked like everything was going to be okay, you know how it goes, then the devil wants to show up. The viper is symbolic of your enemy, and you've got to learn how to shake your enemy off. Pastor Dwayne Rudd stated in a sermon, "Your enemy is the person who speaks contrary to what God is saying. Your enemy is the one who will try to plant a seed of doubt in your mind about what God has spoken to you." Clearly, that's the purpose of the enemy. It's outlined in John 10:10. "The thief cometh not, but to steal and to kill and destroy." As Bishop Wise would say, that is the enemy's mission statement: to kill, steal, and destroy. We know what the purpose of the enemy is, and we know what is going on when he shows up. Being aware of the aforementioned, we have to be like the Apostle Paul and shake our enemies off and shake our doubters off. We are empowered to do this because in the latter part of John 10 and 10, Jesus tells us why he has come. I am come that thou might have life and that thou might have it more abundantly. Well, what did David do when he was in the face of his doubter Goliath? He certainly didn't get into cahoots or in agreement with the enemy. And see, sometimes that's our mistake. We will start listening to the wrong thing, the wrong people, and start saying the wrong things. Now, why should we do that? When you think about it, getting into cahoots with your enemy doesn't make sense. In fact, it's unnatural. How many times have you seen the enemy get buddy-buddy? So the next time your doubters start trying to plant the seed of doubt, do what David did. Run down the situations God has brought you out of. I love David. He was like, I fought a lion and a bear and was victorious. So basically, Goliath, you don't have anything on a lion and a bear. You know, I took these things out. So David believed God would cause him to be victorious in the situation with Goliath. So you have to go back to your point of reference. You have to go back and remember and recall the things that God has brought you through when you get faced in some situations, when that storm comes up, when the fire gets a little hot, because it's going to happen. So instead of getting in cahoots with the enemy, instead of, you know, having statements of doubt and gloom and despair, you got to change your vocabulary. You got to remember where you come from. My other favorites, what about the three Hebrew boys, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego? When that heat got turned up on them, they still refused to bow down. They had some crazy faith. Daniel 3 and 17 reads, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hands, O King. Daniel 3 and 18, but if not, be it known to you, O King, that we will not serve your gods nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Not only did Paul take God at his word, but Paul had faith in God's word that no harm would come to him. When the enemy shows up, whose report will you believe? We have to walk by faith and not by sight, no matter how bad it looks. So, it's time to take God at his word and be faithful in knowing that he is able to perform his word. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening to Awesomely Amazing. This is Josiah, your host. You are awesomely amazing. And please feel free to check out the book, Crazy Faith, which is available on Amazon. And I look forward to seeing you and hearing from you on Facebook. I'm Jazara Bradley on Facebook. Again, be awesomely amazing and have an awesomely amazing evening.
that will bring you light. Words on the wings of the morning, the dark night will fade away.
If you
speak to my heart now,
speak to my heart.
Holy Spirit, the
message of love,
love to encourage me. From the stand, love me and
care for me.
Speak to my heart now, oh Lord.
Speak to my heart,
yeah.
Holy Spirit.
Give me the words,
the words
now. Oh my,
words on the wings,
yeah,
of the
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World. Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers, 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Are you ready? We are about to take flight with Travel Uncorked and your show host, Nicole V.
Well, it's Travel Thursday, and we are back in the studio and talking with Kathy Killen with Royal Caribbean International. I'm super excited to be talking cruises, so let's set sail. Hey, Kathy.
Good. Hello there, Nicole. How are you?
I am great. I'm glad to have you. So excited to have you as a part of the show today. I know I have so many people really excited to hear more about the wonderful things that Royal Caribbean has going on and all the great things that destinations they can sail to and all that good stuff. So I want to go ahead and get started. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Royal Caribbean for those that have never cruised before? Tell us what Royal Caribbean offers.
Well, first off, I have to say I'm very excited that you invited me onto this show because I think that there is a little bit of misinformation out there as far as just the fact that cruising continues to grow. As a matter of fact, over the last 4 years, cruising has grown by 20.5%, and they continue to see those numbers climb every year. Even with last year and this year, looks like it's going to exceed what we did last year at Royal Caribbean as far as bringing on more passengers, bringing out more cruise ships. But I really think, Nicole, probably the biggest reason why I think it continues to grow is because of the value. Because when you think about what it would take for someone to go on vacation, for example, start thinking about in your head the math. How much would it cost for an oceanfront hotel per night? Then on top of that cost, I want you to go ahead and start adding in how much would it cost for your family to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and let's say that you do that times 7 nights. Now what are you looking at cost-wise? Not to mention, of course, entertainment. What about all of the things that people like to do on vacation, like go swimming and go to shows and, all sorts of different activities? that are included as part of a cruise. And I really think that one of the beauties of the Royal Caribbean product, because I've actually been in this business now for over 25 years, I started off as a travel agent. I used to work on board ships for 5 years, traveling all over the world. And then, of course, I came home and got my land legs back, and I've been with Royal Caribbean for 10 years now. I just love the Royal Caribbean product because there is something for everyone. Doesn't matter if they're older, if they're younger, they're traveling with children, they're traveling without children. Maybe your clients don't want to see children. We have phenomenal kid programs, so the kids all gravitate towards that. So with adult-only solariums and fantastic food and menu items and entertainment, and you wrap all that up into a floating hotel that goes with you to experience all these different ports, I can't stress enough the value of what that brings to their vacation dollar.
That is so true. I know I've had experience with cruising, and the Royal offers so much, beautiful ships, just so much to do. I was so impressed. I got an opportunity to actually do a ship inspection, and it was just the coolest thing, to be on the ship and see all the things that they offer. But I was really impressed with the kids area. The kids area is outstanding, and I know a lot
and
of people.
And it's complimentary. It's free. It's included as part of their cruise. So if the parents want to go out to dinner at nighttime and then go to a show, we have an award-winning Adventure Ocean program. That's what it's called, and that's our youth program with experienced counselors, with all age-appropriate activities. We're one of the only cruise companies with 5 different age groups. And I think that's another reason why it's been so successful for families, because the kids get out of it what they want to get out of their vacation, and that also leaves time for people like parents or grandparents or whatnot to get out of their vacation what they want out of it. And then there's a beauty in that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody, it's something to do for everybody. And everybody gets that downtime, just to kind of break away. Because when you go on vacation, that's exactly what you want to do. So what kind of specials or anything fun happening with Royal Caribbean?
I am so happy that you asked me that, because right now we are running a promotion for the month of April. So as of the end of this month, it will go bye-bye. So they do need to, of course, contact you, let them know as far as what they're looking to do, because I know you would ask as far as what sort of ships we have. They have 25 ships to choose from. But I will say right now it's buy one, get one 50% off. That's going on for the month of April.
Wow.
But probably the biggest promotion that we have for this month only is kids sail free. So if they are flexible with their dates, yes. Now, I will tell you there are some blackout dates, of course, as far as Christmas and New Year's, Thanksgiving. So your peak times as far as maybe Easter break or summer vacation. But if you have kids that are younger, I know for me, I have 2 kids of my own, and there's a downtime right before the week of Christmas, where kids are sailing free. I'm like, they're
awesome.
Light on the homework at that point anyway. And I'm like, you know what, my kids, I'm going to take them out of school. So some families are okay with that, some are not. But if they're flexible or their children are 12 and under, they will be able to sail free if they're flexible with their dates. I'm telling you, it saves people a ton of money. And that is for sailings that are loaded. The sailing window is from May 1st of this year through May 15th of next year, but they have to book it with their deposit. And those deposits are $100 per person for under 5 nights as far as their cruise is concerned. But if it's a 5-night or longer cruise, it's a $250 deposit. So they would need to figure out what ship and sailing date that they want to go on. They would need to contact you for pricing and then book it with their deposit before this promotion goes away.
That's not bad at all. That's an awesome deal. That is definitely an awesome deal. So let's talk about Royal Caribbean and what destinations do you all sail to? Because I know that's always a big question for people. Some people don't necessarily want to do the Caribbean. They want to do something different. Maybe they've done the Caribbean in the past. So where
Absolutely.
Else is Royal Caribbean?
Well, of course, Caribbean being part of our name, Nicole, of course, we're going to have a ton of options for people to go to the Caribbean. But with that being said, As I mentioned, we have 25 ships that are globally deployed all over the world. So if they, again, are looking to experience, maybe they want to go to Alaska. Maybe they want to do Europe. Maybe they want to do Australia and New Zealand or Canada and New England for the fall foliage or even over the summertime. Maybe they want to go up to Bar Harbor, Maine or Halifax, Nova Scotia. There's lots of different options for people to be able to go and enjoy. And again, when you look at everything that's taken care of as far as, you know, think about this even for Europe. We have a 7-night Western Mediterranean, which is probably one of the most popular itineraries for first-time vacationers to Europe. Because, again, you're unpacking once. Somebody else is basically taking you from port to port where the ship pulls right up. You get off the ship, you go on your shore excursions, but you come back. You don't have to worry about going in and out of hotels, in and off of buses, unpacking, packing. I know when I went to Europe, I've done it both ways. And I will say that a cruise, hands down, is the best way to experience Europe, especially if you're looking for some of those really popular ports of call like Rome or Barcelona or maybe the French Riviera with Monte Carlo, or maybe they want to go see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You know, and again, when you look at all of everything included with, and I don't know if anybody's ever tried to price out hotels over in Europe, you can't beat the price. So Europe, here's another thing I want people to realize too. I realize, of course, we have a ton of ships doing the Caribbean, but if you want to go to Alaska, we now have the best ship in Alaska starting in May of this year. She's already coming back next year. Alaska for next summer is already available for people to book. We have a 7-night round trip up into Alaska out of Seattle, and that's on the Ovation of the Seas, which is the second largest ship class in the world. Tons of balconies. They have this thing called the North Star, which is a glass bubble, looks like a glass bubble on a crane that takes about 16 people 300 feet above the water surface for a panoramic view. It's got Ripcord by iFly, so if people want to go ahead and experience that whole skydiving simulator, there's a circus trapeze school. We got the largest indoor sport complex at sea on the ship. Not to mention, probably one of the best things about the Ovation of the Seas that does this 7-night Alaska cruise round trip out of Seattle is the fact that every single interior cabin that normally does not have a window, an interior cabin means they don't have a window. But on this ship, every single one of those cabins has what they call a virtual balcony. So it's about the size of a door that shows people real live footage of what is going on outside when they're inside their interior cabin. And there's no other ship out there that has that. No other ship out there has that. It's perfect for families. It's wonderful because, again, it can save people money on round-trip airfare because it's round-trip out of Seattle. But we do have 3 ships that do Alaska for next summer. We still have availability even for this summer. So if people are looking to go for this summer, keep that in mind as well.
Awesome. That is so awesome. I know I'm just so impressed with all the stuff that Royal Caribbean offers and, you know, the dining options. Let's talk about the dining options because I know a lot of people, when they think everything is a buffet on a cruise ship, and it's not.
Oh, goodness,
so can we talk about our specialty dining and some of the other options that Royal offers?
Absolutely. So, of course, we do have a place called the Windjammer Marketplace, which is our buffet that's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they switch out the menu items. They do cook-to-order food stations that change out every single evening if people are looking for a more casual environment for dining. However, with that being said, there are tons of other dining options available. Number one is going to be in our main dining room. Our main dining room is where you basically come into the dining room, excuse me, you sit down and you're presented a menu. You can do that for breakfast. You can do that for lunch. And, of course, dining times for dinner at night, there are basically 3 different options if they're looking to eat in the main dining room. Because, again, the menu is what rotates every evening. So they're getting numerous amounts of different appetizers, soups and salads and entrees and desserts. And, again, they pick off of that menu and they basically tell their wait staff what they would like. And, of course, it's a fine dining experience. And that's all included as part of their cruise, but they can do early seating, which is around 6 o'clock at night, or they can choose late seating, which is usually around 8 o'clock at night. Or we have a third option, which is called My Time Dining, which is where they can eat in the main restaurant, but they pick and choose their time between 5:30 and 9:30. So there's lots of flexibility. And then on top of that, there is room service. There is, we also, of course, have specialty dining. So if people are looking to experience a special event, maybe they want to have a date night or celebrate something like a special birthday or occasion. We do have these specialty dinings, everything from a steakhouse to hibachi, sushi. We also have this famous, Jamie Oliver has his restaurant on board our ships called Jamie's Italian, which is your farm-to-table sort of fresh Italian phenomenal food. And again, those are specialty restaurants, so they do have a charge associated with those. But again, if people are looking to experience a more high-end, very intimate, different sort of experience, we have that for those people as well. Now, I will say, as someone who grew up with eight brothers and sisters, and I put myself through college, I consider myself a little bit of a frugal person when it comes to my vacation. And I'm a firm believer that everything that I already paid for my cruise, I'm going to get where it's already included. And believe me, there are tons of options. I might go to a specialty restaurant maybe once for a date night. Kids can go into Adventure Ocean, and me and my husband would go get a dining experience to celebrate something special. But I'm not everyone. There's a lot of people out there that really love specialty dining experiences, and that's their thing. And if people like that sort of specialty dining, the more that they do the specialty dining, of course, there's dining packages where they could get discounts. And again, all of that is just more options because we realize that not all consumers are built the same way. They're not just like me. A lot of times they might like that sort of experience every night of their cruise, and that's great for them. And again, there's everything in between, depending on what people are looking to get out of their vacation.
I love it. And Kathy, I'm taking a group, and I know we talked about this just recently. I'm taking a group in August on the Symphony of the Seas. We're super excited about that. So we booked Central Park balcony rooms, and I remember when you told me all the perks that came with that. And I was like, wow, I didn't even know. I didn't even know that, but... Group
Nicole,
are,
you're going to be on the newest ship in the fleet.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Super
Yay.
Excited. So tell us about Symphony of the Seas. What all
okay,
do we have
so,
to look forward to?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start, Nicole? Okay, so the Symphony of the Seas is the newest ship in our fleet. It just came out last year. It is the newest ship doing 7-night Eastern Caribbean or 7-night Western Caribbean out of Miami. And this ship is the biggest in the world. What I think is very special about this class of ships, because the Symphony is actually the fourth ship in the Oasis class model. So they're all the same make and model. They all have 7 distinct neighborhoods. Central Park neighborhood, Boardwalk neighborhood. There's the Pool and Sports Zone neighborhood. There is the Royal Promenade neighborhood. So there's 7 neighborhoods that pull different interests, and that's why I think the ship flows so well. In 50-plus years of shipbuilding, this is the most successful class of ships ever launched. And there's a reason for that, because of the design of the ship. So as you were mentioning, Nicole, your balconies, there are, because there's nothing else in the world like this ship, we have what's called neighborhood balconies. So on the Symphony of the Seas, as well as Oasis of the Seas, Allure of the Seas, and Harmony of the Seas, which are their sister ships in the Oasis class. They all have these neighborhood balconies. So Central Park balconies, they're located in the middle of the ship. So think about this. You're in the middle of the ship. You come out onto your balcony. You look up, and you're looking up at blue sky in the middle of a ship. And then you're overlooking this place called Central Park, which has 15,000 live trees, plants, shrubs. It's got an on-site horticulturist that does 2 daily guided tours a day. Dining, white twinkly lights at nighttime. There's dining through there. There's a place called Central Park Cafe, which is one of the complimentary restaurants that serves the best roast beef sandwiches with au jus sauce and this fantastic horseradish sauce and this freshly baked bread. You got to make sure that you go get one of those, Nicole, because they are my favorite sandwiches.
Absolutely.
But that's okay. Just one of the neighborhoods. But those balconies in Central Park, because they're very unique, we actually added free amenities to them. So if you book a Central Park balcony, automatically, when you come into your room, you're going to have a bottle of wine waiting for you. You are going to have an invitation to experience one of the specialty dinings for lunch, and then you're also going to get a private casino gaming session for two people. Those three perks are automatically included when people book Central Park balconies. Now, there is another neighborhood called the Boardwalk neighborhood, which is on the back of the ship that overlooks the Boardwalk neighborhood. So it's got the Aqua Theater on the back of the ship. You can actually see the wake of the ship in the ocean because, again, when you step out onto your Boardwalk balcony, you look up and there's blue sky, but then because they're located at the back of the ship, they can see the wake of the ship in the ocean. But what's really cool about the Boardwalk area is the fact that the Aqua Theater is right there. So besides shops and restaurants, people can actually see the Aqua Theater show from their Boardwalk balcony. And on top
That's
of that,
cool.
They also get three extra included perks. So when they step into their room, when they come on board, they're going to be welcome. When they come in, they're going to have two souvenir cups for two free unlimited soda packages. They're going to get Johnny Rockets for four, which is normally a special. There's a cover charge for Johnny Rockets. That's included for a family of four. And then on top of that, they're going to get a private rock climbing wall session for their family. So Central Park balconies, they tend to attract more couples. It's very romantic. It's very serene. But they do attract families as well, just depending on what families are looking for. But Boardwalk balconies, this is good for families. It's good for couples. I know I'm a big-time people watcher. I love to sit out on my Boardwalk balcony and just kind of people
yes.
watch. But noise is a non-issue because they do shut everything down at a decent time at night. And as soon as you shut those sliding glass doors, you can't hear anything anyway. And to get those free perks, and again, there's nothing in the industry like it, which is why they sell so well.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, that's so awesome. So I know I want to just publicly say thank you to you, Kathy, because I had the most exhilarating experience when we were at our conference just recently, being able to go whale watching. And so, you know, I always tell everybody about that. I was like, I had the most. And Royal sponsored that trip, that excursion.
Yes, we did.
And it was so much fun. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I don't swim. And so to be out there at night and all that water, I was like, oh, my gosh. But I did it, and I just had a great time. And I really want to say thank you again. I know I've thanked you 1,000 times, but that was an awesome experience for me. So I really try to encourage people when they take a cruise, get out there and do something different. Look for those excursions. There's all kinds of things to do. And you can pick these ahead of time. They can pick them ahead of time, right?
Yes, they can. As a matter of fact, there's a once they get a booking number, they can go on to the RoyalCaribbean.com website with their booking number, and they can see exactly the shore excursions that are available in every single port. And what's nice about the shopping cart that we have on the shore excursion site, Nicole, is that they can actually, they can shop by interest. So some might be looking for cultural, or maybe they might be looking for more dining or culinary experiences. Some people might be looking for family-friendly adventures. They might also be looking for eco-friendly shore excursions. So depending on what people are looking for, there's buckets that they can actually pick and choose, and it narrows down the choices based off of what their interests are. So it's super easy to shop. There's tons of availability as well as options for them based off of what they're looking to do as well as their budget. Everything from walking tours to guided tours on a motor coach to really see the scenery, half-day tours, full-day tours that include lunches ashore. So it really just depends on what they're looking to do, as well as, of course, where they are going to experience. So lots of options available for them.
Well, I appreciate you, Kathy, for taking some time out of your busy schedule because I know how busy it must be for you guys this time of the year. But I do appreciate you for stopping by Travel Uncorked and sharing with us all the good things about Royal Caribbean. And I really want to encourage people to take advantage of the current special. You can't beat kids, the kids sale free. You cannot beat
kids sale free. Buy one, get one, 50% off. And
yes,
I will tell you, especially for our first-time cruisers, Nicole, have them contact you for more information because a lot of our first-time cruisers – you know, we have two brand new ships that are doing the 3- and 4-night Bahama cruises that are stopping at our newest port of call in the Caribbean called Perfect Day at Coco Cay, which is debuting next month. Next month. It's coming up that quick. So exciting.
Perfect timing. Well, Kathy, again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I appreciate you. I may call on you later on if we have more interest about Royal, which I'm sure we will. But I appreciate you taking time out and joining me on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Nicole. Have a great day.
You too.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.